Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream.
Stereo music power.
All right. You're live on BWD Radio with me, your host, Miss V. You can call in, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. In just a moment, I'll be joined by hip-hop artist T. Ramsey. A live and on-demand show is an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. No commercials, just the hottest indie music artists of today. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and the indie artists of today. Considering, supporting, and playing all genres of music worldwide. All right, let me go ahead and bring T. Ramsey on in. T. Ramsey.
Hey, what's going on, Ms. V?
Hey, what's going on? Doing good. Good weather.
Yeah, the weather's pretty nice out here, too.
That's nice. It's May. Welcome. I have your latest single, brand new, and I really like that track. I do like that track.
I appreciate that.
Yes, I have that ready. It's on deck, so we'll be spinning that for the listeners after our interview. And yes, I do believe, in fact, I think it was to a part of your team, but just in case it did not get back to you, that I had complimented on how you deliver your lyrics, that you would actually also be good at delivering for Holy Hip Hop. Because you had that kind of lyric.
I appreciate that. It's all about delivery. And, you know, if I feel it, I know you'll enjoy it, too. So I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So go ahead. Please introduce us to T. Ramsey.
Well, this is T. Ramsey from Brooklyn, New York. I started music, 6 years ago? And I said, I'd rather start off by being myself than, you know, I don't have to come in this, you know, in the game with a character. If I'm being myself, I know the music is coming from, you know, the core. So, you know, T. Ramsey is just me. It's all like emotions and all that kind of stuff. So.
All right. And what inspired you to use T. Ramsey as your stage name?
Like I said before, my name is Terrell Ramsey. So it's like I can start off by being this character from the beginning of my career, but, you know, I'd rather be myself. Originality, I feel like there's nobody that's out there that's like me. So why not be myself? See how far I could get in this game as me being myself. So that's where T. Ramsey came from.
Good. And that's how it should be. You know, we're all created to be different. So yeah. Why be like somebody else?
Yeah, and like it's okay to look up to like some of these artists, but you want to keep your originality to yourself. You don't want to mimic anybody. You want to be you. Yep. You got to see how far they got far by being themselves. So see how far you get by being yourself. You know, put a value to your own career.
Absolutely. And speaking of your career, what motivated you to pursue a career in music and entertainment?
Basically, like the passion. Like I love music. Like, you know, ever since I lost my parents, is that I've been writing. I've been writing. And I felt like this is therapeutic for me, you know? So like the passion in being able to create these, you know, these songs and seeing people enjoy it. That's what I get back from it. That's what keeps me going.
Well, that's good. And I have faith you will keep going because you're on the road.
Yeah, I appreciate
make sure you
that.
Stay
Thank
on the
you.
Path. Stay on your path. Stay on the right side of the lane. Stay in your own lane.
Because the other lane is already crowded. It's too crowded over there. They don't need nobody else. All the mimic artists. You know, like I'd rather just be myself and, you know, just stay where I could be successful at. So,
Speaking of overcrowded, that's like Miami. Miami, from what I hear, you cannot go all the way over in the passing lane. You cannot do that. You have to stay like all the way over unless you have, I think it's, you have to have more than two people, I think, in a vehicle to be in the lane.
So, and I want to appreciate you. I want to thank you guys too, because you are one of the first FM records, you know, FM radio to even break brand new. So I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of my passions. Yeah. Music has always been a passion of mine as well. So it's a passion of mine to also listen to new music, especially from indie artists that have not been really, you know, received anything from the industry as far as even a listen.
With me, I think the only thing that's missing for me is basically awards. It has nothing to do with my net worth. It has nothing to do with, it's just basically like, you know, winning a Grammy or winning an MTV. That's more important to me than any paycheck that comes with the music, you know, so. That's what I do it for too.
Well, absolutely. It's never supposed to be about the money. Once you get your blessing, your blessing comes with other blessings, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's never supposed to be about the money, and that's where too many people go wrong in the music business. You know, they just want that quick paycheck, and it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not if it's a passion.
Yeah.
Not if it's a passion.
A lot of people a lot of artists get discouraged because they expect so much in the beginning. They don't want to put down that groundwork and, you know, they think that they're supposed to get that money as soon as they make their first demo. Everybody, you know, that's why I said I do it for the passion. I do it because I actually love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, so who are some of your musical influences and what or even who inspires you to be the artist that you are today?
Well, Jay-Z, Biggie Smalls, and Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, huh?
Yeah, because Ice Cube was a writer. Ice Cube wrote everything that he did, and that's what I do. Like, I feel like I don't need nobody to tell me, you know, coach me to be creative or tell me, oh, you should say this line or you should say that line. Now, I'd rather write it for myself. It's my feelings. You can't create a feeling for me to express. It comes from me. So that's why I said Ice Cube.
That's right.
Ice Cube is one of the OGs, too.
Yeah. Well, lyrics are supposed to come from your heart. That's where they're supposed to come from. That's where exactly where, and that's where actually emotion's supposed to come from. But people try to put it too much to okay, what's going on in life in the street, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
But a lot of these,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say a lot of these artists are not really from the street. You know, like when I make these records, right? Like look at Brand New.
Mm-hmm.
Brand New is an everybody record, right? Now, I want everybody to enjoy feeling Brand New, the feeling of, you know, like shooting and killing. I don't want these kids around here growing up. They're bad enough they see it. I don't want them to have to go to school and sing those lyrics. You understand what I'm saying? So I try to keep that out of my music. I try to keep that away from them.
Exactly. And it shows. It shows. So whatever you're doing, make sure you keep on doing it.
I will.
Speaking of Brand New, what inspired the track's title? You had started to go on a little bit about it, but what can the listeners also expect from the actual sound along with the lyrics?
Well, basically, it's a feeling. You know, Friday night, you just got paid. You go to get your outfit, or you know, you go get your new car. You get your hair done. Get your hair cut. Brand New. Everybody feels Brand New. So that's why I just turned that feeling. It's just like Johnny Depp just got paid Friday night. I just made it a more up-tempo version to it. So like it's a more modern day feeling of, you know, it's. I went to the club one time, and I just see how people just sit, they get dressed up and they just sit around and looking at each other. I'm like, come on. I didn't come out.
They do.
Yeah, they sit there and they don't do nothing. They on that. You wasted a brand new outfit. So basically, even when you got in those brand new clothes, you're supposed to feel brand new at the same time. So that's basically where that came from.
My goodness. You know, well, there's a difference between that and just trying to keep up with the Joneses, and I think that they're trying to do that.
Yeah.
Get in the club, you know?
Yeah.
So go ahead and tell us, you know, some highlights of your accomplishments thus far in the music and entertainment industry, whether it's maybe some shows or just some overall accomplishments throughout your career thus far.
Well, I finished top five in Coast to Coast, New York City. Coast to Coast, I finished top five artists. And like I said, you was like, BWD is one of the first accomplishments. Like my first FM spins, you guys was the first ones to, you know, to bring my music to Miami and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, just spin reports letting me know that I had the most requested song. You know, it's sometimes it feels so surreal, but then I'm like, damn, I got to get back on the train. I can't let this get my head big. So I really appreciate the accomplishments that I have so far, and I know there's going to be more in store.
Absolutely. Always stay humble. Stay humble.
Yeah.
And all right, well, where can we go and follow your movement and get your music?
Well, I'm on Instagram right now. It's the real, it's the TheReal_TRamzy252 on Instagram. And my music, I'm on all the major music apps. I'm not on SoundCloud or any other kind of stuff. Like it comes to a point where now I gotta kind of profit something, you know. So it's like I'm on Apple Music, Tidal. I'm on Amazon. I'm all. You just gotta search TRamzy, T.Ramzy for all the music if you wanna follow me.
Okay. All right. So yeah, also on Twitter it's TRamzy252 as well, correct?
TRamzy. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's the Twitter
too,
yeah.
All right, very good. So what's next for TRamzy? Do you have any live shows or music videos or just any other project happening
coming up that you wanna
share?
I'm trying to get the brand new video ready for Vivo so it could be available on Vivo real soon. So it's just something I don't wanna rush just to have a music video. I actually want to sit down and take my time with it. I want to make sure everything, because nowadays songs don't go with the video. And then I want to make sure the video, everything is, you know, it complements each other. So I don't want to rush it. So that's going to be coming real soon. Shows, I don't know about shows yet because I kind of want, it's like, I want to get to these, like the festivals, but I don't know. I'll keep you guys posted on a shows tip, but my main focus is this brand new video, and you know, because my voice is out there, and I want to get more pictures of myself, like professional pictures, so you guys can actually see who the artist is. Because I don't really have a lot of, you know, I don't have a lot of professional pictures, so it's, you know, basically more advertisement. That's all.
All right. Well, that's good. Definitely, you definitely want to take your time, especially on a music video. Too many out there, they're getting rushed, and they're getting rushed. And as you said, they're not even matching the lyrics. It's just too superficial.
To the song, yeah.
Actually, it takes away from the song if it's a good track now. If it's not a good track,
you can kill a track. You can kill a track. Yeah. I'm not trying to kill a track. I'm getting a lot of good. Yeah, I'm not trying to do that because right now it's getting a lot of good. You know, got a lot of good feedback and stuff. Like I walk outside, I hear people playing it. You know, like everybody, like y'all just download. I'm like, yo, this is real. So like, you know, like all right, cool. So I just don't want to put the video out there, and then it's kind of like, you know, the J. Cole song. What's the song? School. What's the song you was talking about when he was lying about having sex? And I thought he was gonna go back to school. He used Walking Dogs. I'm like, you just killed the whole record. he just killed the whole track. Yeah, so it's just like I don't want to rush it. I want to take my time with it, and it's going to be special. But if you want my Twitter, you have to. So shows will be there. I keep everybody updated with shows and footage and all that kind of stuff. It's just that I don't want to have too many jobs. I just want to focus on the revamp project for right now.
Yeah, and that's key too. That definitely is key, and you know, definitely stay focused. And you know, some of the artists out there too. You know, they're too busy. You keep dropping these different tracks, and I just have this belief that if you're gonna come out even with an album, you're gonna come out with an A and B track. Yes, there's no longer records, but there's still an A and B track. You still have you know, at least two top tracks that you're gonna push off an album. You know, and I've always viewed it that way.
Yeah, and I think I see what this, like, my album is like. I want the fans to build it. I'm not going to sit there and make a track list. I'm just going to give you the album cover. And however you want to put it in rotation or whatever you want to make number one, that's what you guys can do. I'm going to drop singles until the end of the year based on the season.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new.
Right.
Women Crush Every Day, those are spring and summer records. Fall, I might give you an R&B joint. Winter, I might give you Something Was On My Mind. I don't want to force these records. I don't want to force nine tracks on you guys. So
no,
I just want you guys
no,
to put that.
No.
I want you to put your own track list together. However you want to have it in rotation, it's fine by me. The album cover is yours. So that's how I'm going to put this track together.
Well, it's the attention span of today, and also going from CDs to MP3s. I mean, the attention span is pretty much like that. Just what happens is if you overdrop music, you can also overdrop music to where if you're going to flood and take attention, you don't want to take attention away from you. So,
you want to keep it there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, gosh, it's been wonderful to just be chopping it up with you. And why don't you go ahead with any shout outs you may have or anything else that you would like to share that we did not cover in the interview?
I want to shout out the T. Ramsey supporters, you know, new fans, old fans that have my, you know, that have been listening to me from day one. And I want to shout out BWD Radio for, you know, being the first, like I said, FM station to play my song. And that's pretty much it. I really don't have that much. Right now. I want to shout out my girlfriend for, you know, for having my back, you know. Through this all, we've been going back and forth. You should put out this, or you should put out that. But she always had my back. I want to shout her out. Basically, that's pretty much it.
Well, there's something about a woman's heart, you know, that they're gonna feel something a little extra different.
A little extra,
in your music. Because
she be having her favorite tracks, but I still got favorite songs in the cut. She be put this out. I'm like, no, not right now. It's not the time for that now. But it's kind of good because a lot of people don't have that support, so I can't leave out of that regardless of anything. So,
All right. Well, make sure you keep us posted and what you got going on and also, you know, your music video. And before you leave out, why don't you go ahead and take us into your latest single?
Hey, what's up? This is T. Ramsey. You're now listening to BWD-FM. We're about to get into that brand new.
Fresh cut, crispy hunnids, ladies jakes, step up in this brand new, everything on me brand new, I step up in this brand new, everything on me brand new, I
step up in this brand new. Everything call me brand new. I step up in this brand new. Everything call me brand new. I step up in this brand new. Everything call me brand new. I step up in this brand new. Everything call me brand new. Hey, DJ, hold up. I'm so paparazzi fresh, looking like a million. Bucks, I'm trying to stack it. Swagger on a trillion. Hey, thing, call me brand new. From the $100 bills to my shoes, Make these mad when I post a pic. They trend, I don't follow, I'm on some others. Catch me in some Mike's or Oxfords. Button up jeans, tees with joggers. I get them ladies looking, I crush the spot. This is just a start, can't wait to see the top. I get them ladies looking, I crush the spot. This is just a start, can't wait to see the top. I step up in this brand new. Head thing, call me brand new.
brand new, brand new. I step up in this, brand new, brand new. Everything call me brand new, brand new. I step up in this, brand new, brand new. Everything call me brand new, brand new. I step up in this, brand new, brand new. Everything call me brand new. And DJ, hold up. TMZ will never catch me slipping. Flexing on my ex to say I'm looking different. Couldn't get it then, they want the time now. It was dark in my past, they see the shine now. Quit to give up the sex, cause of my grind now. And rappers want features cause of my rhymes now. Everything new, switching my rhyme style. Said everything new, switching my rhyme style. Hold up. Step up in this, brand new, brand new. Everything call me brand new,